TIC Productions presents India's premier Bollywood podcast. You're listening to Bollywood Weekly.
Hi guys, welcome to another episode of Bollywood Weekly. This is your host Aditya, and I am back with Bharat and Banerjee.
Hi.
Hello.
Thank you guys for being here again. This week we went at 9 a.m. on a Wednesday.
Tuesday morning.
To watch Tube Light.
No, we went on Wednesday morning today. Today is Wednesday.
Whatever.
Tuesday. The point was 9 a.m. More than anything.
In the morning.
On a weekday.
I don't know. I traveled 1.5 hours to watch this movie. Yeah. I'm not sure why I did that still. But, yeah, what did you guys think of the movie?
Yeah, so I was pleasantly surprised because I didn't dislike the film. At least not as much as, you know, the critics would like us to believe. But I found... See, when you're watching a Salman Khan movie, anyway, your expectations are low, right? So, my expectations were surpassed. And I think, I personally feel that Kabir Khan is a very good director. So I still continue to believe that even after watching Tube Light, because it has moments which are really good. And this is contrary to popular opinion, I believe. But I enjoyed the movie. I didn't feel it was bad.
It's interesting because the movie got a lot of hate and negative reviews, which anyway most Salman movies tend to get. But it's also not doing well.
Yeah.
The not doing well part is a little mystery because generally, the crowd is pulled just by a name, and in the first weekend, you'll just get to know that it has done a lot of business because people at that time they don't listen to the reviews. These are all pre-booked tickets that you're talking about Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It didn't happen for Tube Light. I don't know why, but all in all, even just like Bharat said, that even I liked the movie. I mean, it's not a liking that I would say that, oh, what a great movie, but definitely not what the reviews actually had come out from people and what they wrote about the movie and the way they wrote, like the way the film has been dissed. Like it's not been said bad, good or anything. It's been dissed literally, and certain articles have said some things which you can't say. Like you can't think that an actor who's been there in the industry for so long will listen to even like can ever get a kind of review. But I think Salman Khan movies are always expected to get those kind of reviews, but this was like a below par thing. But the movie was actually quite pleasant, yeah. I mean, the core of the film was it was a very feel-good movie. Yucky. I mean, but one thing was irritating: the number of times they would keep on repeating Yakin.
Yeah.
The number of times Yakin said in the film is like, I don't know how many times. But all in all, I felt that Kabir Khan has been a director who's been always making movies about war. His first film was Kabul Express, which was about Afghanistan and Pakistan. Since then, he has been making movies on these subjects only. And he's been successfully doing movies about these topics, and he's been quite good with it. Like, Ek Tha Tiger was one movie which I can say that, ki arre yaar, matlab thoda zyada ho gaya. But I think Bajrangi was very cute. And ye space jo hai na, the Tube Light space was also in the Bajrangi wala space only.
Yeah.
Just the fact that Salman Khan was too bad in the movie.
Yeah, I think that was the biggest downfall of the movie. Like, I agree with you guys. The movie overall was actually, from a story and plot perspective and in terms of the way it's shot, cinematography, was actually quite good. But the problem is, like, Salman has a somewhat challenging character to play.
Yeah.
And he does a disastrous job. Yeah, like, he's not just...
requires a lot of acting.
Yeah, it requires a lot of acting. And he just, like... It's not even that he doesn't act, he acts badly.
Yeah.
And it just...
He overacts.
And the problem is, because it's a Salman film, he is there in every frame.
Every frame.
So, and he like dominates the film. So...
I think he had reference of, you know, Ritik from Koi Mili. Like, usko follow kar le bhai tu. Like, every day he would see snippets of Koi Mili and then come to set and like...
Yeah.
But I would like to sort of... disagree with Banerjee on the interpretation of Kabir Khan's films. I don't feel they're all about war. I feel they're all about faith in general, because and all of the things that entail from there. Everything, every film, wherever there's war or wherever there is conflict, it's never conflict or war in isolation. There's always an attachment of faith. Even in a film like Phantom, it's about conflict regarding faith. And this, in the past two films, he's treated faith as a very personal thing. Like Bajrangi Bhaijaan is about the faith of the character of Bajrangi. Tube Light is about the faith of the character, Lakshman, right? So, I think these two films are by far Kabir Khan's most personal, because they approach faith not from a mass perspective in the way that New York does or a Kabul Express does, but it approaches it from a personal space. And I think that's very endearing. That's an endearing quality in these two films, which is how would a simpleton approach their faith, and how does a simpleton come bring his faith and bring it to terms with the reality around him? This is a topic that is fundamental, and this is like, it's beautifully portrayed in both Tube Light and Bajrangi.
Yeah, I think, but what I meant to say is that he creates that space. Like every story is the base of the story, and the space of the story is being at the state of war. How individuals react to it and what they do actually. Like, starting from
he's also making a Amazon show, right? Yeah. Which is based on.
He's going back to also world. Making documentaries. He's gonna go back to making documentaries. What he actually used.
Has
to
he
do.
Made documentaries? Well, no.
Yeah. He started off as a documentary.
But I think
have you guys seen any of his documentaries?
I haven't seen any. I think you should look out for, because I've only heard in interviews that he's made documentaries when he was in Delhi. Till the time he was in Delhi. He used to be a part of a documentary crew, and he used to make documentaries. Once he moved to Bombay, he came with an intent to make films only.
Mm-hmm.
And he did his first ad film also with Imami, with Shah Rukh and this other dude who was in Rabta, the boyfriend of Kriti Sanon, whom with she broke up. So with both of them, he did an ad recently. It's gonna come out. So yeah, I mean, that was his first ad film. So he came to Bombay to just make films. He started off doing films only. He didn't make ads also.
Yeah, I think he did a Film Companion interview a while ago where he talked about how he used to only make documentaries. And then when he came here, he found it really difficult because no one wanted to make the films that he wanted to make. And so he had to adapt, starting with Kabul Express and then gradually.
Discussing Tube Light, I feel that the one thing that pricked me the most was probably the ending of the film. Because throughout, and I have a very good, I've seen a pattern in Kabir Khan's films which is very interesting. So, for example, in Phantom, he chooses to create pathos by killing off its main character in the end. Right? I'm sorry for the spoiler. Am I allowed to spoil Tube Light?
You can spoil.
I can, right?
So, listeners, there are spoilers ahead. So, if you don't want to listen to the spoilers, then stop now. But
continue. So in Phantom, he chooses to do that, right? And in Kabul Express, he creates emotion by killing off one of the primary characters whom you've been following throughout, right? The so-called terrorist.
Yeah.
And that's the major point of emotion in the film. And I think he was going for the same thing in Tube Light by killing off the character of Sohail Khan, right? But the ending twist in this film is that he comes back from life and there was a mistaken identity where he was thought to be dead. You
know? Basically, film, it has to be a happy ending.
When we were sitting in the cinema hall also together, and I told you that he has to come back. And I was then when we felt that the movie was ending, I actually turned to him and I told him that, dude, I think you're right. Maybe he's not going to get him back. Yeah, that would have been a brilliant ending for the film. Yeah. But then... I genuinely feel it's not a call that, like, this is what I feel, I might be wrong, but I genuinely feel, which we discussed also after watching the movie, if you remember, that I think it's just a decision that had been made by the producer, who is Salman Khan himself, that you can't end it there. It has to have that feeling of, you know, you have to get that feeling of that warmth and that concluding feeling altogether in Hindi movies, which used to happen, which he himself has seen for so long. Yep. In the industry.
And I personally don't have a problem with a happy ending, right? What I have a problem with is what you're going to tell the audience as a message. Because for me, the film was about the journey of a man in conflict with faith. You know, that's a beautiful journey. And how this man, however simple he is, he grows to understand faith from a different light when he experiences death around him, right? And how that updates his faith. how that makes him mature. And suddenly you want me to believe that this guy goes back to being the same old simpleton who has all the yakin in the world just because due to a mistaken identity, yeah, his brother is saved.
But I think where we thought it to end when Zuzu and the kid were leaving mm-hmm. and then he got to know that his brother is alive. At that point also, if the movie ended, it ended on a happy note.
Yeah,
it was sort of a happy note where Salman Khan came to believe that ke, hai aisa hai, this is the reality, I have to believe in it. And he was actually ready to move on in life also.
Yeah, that's the thing. That it didn't feel like a sad ending.
Yeah,
like,
it didn't feel like still upbeat and positive. Yeah, the character of Lakshman felt to come alive with the truth that yehi hai sach aur iske saath jeena hai. When just Yashpal Sharma just comes and fucks it up.
So, which is why I think on the writing level, the character arc is over there. The character arc is over even without the big reveal. You know, the character arc doesn't require Sohail Khan to come back to life. Ya to aisa hota ki haan, movie ke uske usko happy Salman Khan ke character ko fulfill karne ke liye wo wapas aana zaruri hai. Waisa nahi tha. The hole that he had left in his life had already been filled. And suddenly, like, you know, it's a contrivance basically.
Also, I think it's loosely based on Little Boy. Like, not, I think, like,
I mean, absolute. Obviously, when you replace a 8-year-old with a 50-year-old, it's not
going to be. No, I mean, but in the credits also it said that based on, but it's loosely based on Little Boy. Like, have you watched Little Boy?
I have not.
If you watch Little Boy, you'll get to know that it's loosely based. It's not like an exact replica of the movie. And,
correct.
But,
I find it interesting that they chose to remake Little Boy, which is a film that didn't do well. Which is like a very
2 years ago.
Uniquely, but it didn't do well.
It was a talked about movie. Like,
but even
it was
like
talked about a lot.
Like Bollywood, like they remade Night and Day into Bang Bang, where like Night and Day was already terrible.
But Night and Day felt like a brilliant movie after Bang Bang. Guess yeah, what?
But the thing is, I tell you why I think they picked Little Boy, because Little Boy is right up their alley, right? An emotional film without much logic, right? This is exactly the format, the template that works in Bollywood. You cannot expect a very logical and level-headed film to do great business. I'm sure none of these people wanted to go for that at all. Which is why Little Boy, the way it's lampooned for its faith, you know, for its illogical faith. But that's what these people are going for. So I don't see.
That's been a basic format also. You see, and that's why I was ready to believe that Sohail Khan will be alive, because that's the kind of format, that's the formula you've drawn up for so long, and I think very few people will break that, and I don't have a problem with the fact that you don't break that formula and you just stick to that formula where you end it with in a happy way, but sometimes it comes across slightly like it's forced, dude. Like you have just done this to just.
Yeah,
but just do something else, maybe. It's not related to the movie a lot.
Yeah, because it's like either you should go all out and be like, okay, happy ending, hoga, Sohail Khan wapas aayega, you smile. But here it was like, okay, let's do Kabir Khan's ending and then let's add our own ending after just to make it happy.
I just love the fact that when he was watching the movie, like, Bharat sometimes just cracked up. First of all, Bharat, guys, listeners, just don't listen to him much. He's giving all this gyan, but he's only watched like 60% of the movie. 40% he slept. So half of the first half he was sleeping.
And but that was the worst part of the movie.
That was the worst part.
Yeah, second half of the movie was really good, but the first half of it he was sleeping. But then he would just crack up in the middle and he just say that, "Arey, aaj to bhai ko acting kar raha mood tha." So, and it's evident that in some shots, you just come and you see there's a lot of effort in Salman Khan.
Yeah.
And in some shots, he's like gone, dude. He's just nowhere around. Like.
Anyway, I still remember the scene where, so he's just had a sad moment, okay? The song Tinka Tinka has happened.
From the window.
Yeah. All of that has happened. The next day, he's cycling onto the main square, you know? And then so that's when people tell him, ki are teri dua maan li, war ruk gayi. And suddenly he's supposed to be happy, ecstatic, right? He's been waiting for this moment. But you see none of that. Salman Khan on that day, he was...
And
you can see it, okay? You can see it in his face that his sincerity level is like -10 or something. And yeah, that's the most basic problem in the film, which is Salman Khan's acting.
I think Raja Sen wrote in his review, like, this tube light had a major achievement in that it made me want to see Sohail Khan on screen instead of Salman.
Yeah, that's actually true.
Jokes apart, his acting was actually decent.
Yeah, exactly.
His acting was not that bad. Like
Sohail Khan or Salman?
Sohail Khan.
Ah, Sohail Khan was decent.
His acting was actually decent.
I mean, that's the least you expect from from someone who calls himself an actor. I mean, act kar lo thoda sa. Hai na? But I really liked the supporting cast.
Yeah, all the other actors actually did a really good job.
Was Shah Rukh Khan needed at all in the film?
Yeah.
I didn't even remember that Shah Rukh Khan was in the film when the film ended.
Yeah, Had they not reminded us ki thank you Shah Rukh Khan in the end, I wouldn't have, agar baad mein koi mujhe bolta ki bhai Shah Rukh Khan kaise laga, to Shah Rukh Khan?
But I'm so sure that it was a jerk off moment in the single screens. Like, why dono bhai ek saath? It's like a moment for them, like,
yeah.
I'm like,
Bharat was trying to recreate that atmosphere in our theater.
Yeah, I like
when radio and stuff.
Yeah, dude, I got it. Because, see, I love the songs.
The songs are not bad.
I love radio and I love Nach Meri Jaan.
I disagree, actually. I didn't like any of these.
You
songs.
Didn't like?
What are you saying? I really? Listen to radio every morning to charge myself.
I didn't like any
up.
Of the songs.
I love the songs and, in fact, I love how they're picturized as well. There's also something, the way it's shot, its art is presented. I felt that they have recreated the era very well, in that everybody is dressed properly, the props that you see, there's no anachronism. Yeah, there's no anachronistic thing. Also, I liked Brijendra Kala and Brijendra Kala
is the color,
na? Brijendra Kala and this guy Mohammed Zeeshan Ayub.
Zeeshan Ayub was really good.
They were really good dudes.
But Zeeshan Ayub is in general is a good actor. Like, yeah. I've been seeing.
But
him
even him, I felt like at times he was like overacting a bit. But yeah.
थोड़ा तो match करना पड़ेगा ना बाकी के level से. क्या मतलब? अच्छा. तुम इतना real acting करा लोगे तो कैसे चलेगा?
I actually didn't think so. When did you think?
Even
Was yeah, a lot of times whenever he was angry, basically, like going when he was like.
But that's the whole movie.
No, I think
he's angry all throughout.
I think the brief se badke usne anger dikhaya hai kyunki usko actually aa raha hoga gussa. Usne acting kyun nahi kar raha tu? Salman Khan ko dekh.
No, but I liked how they played with the knock knees.
Yeah.
Knock knees. The person that he goes to throw the fire.
There's always a lot of humor in Kabir Khan's films.
Yeah. Bajrangi Bhaiyan had so much, dude. It had so much humor. Yeah. Like, he played with the non-veg factor.
Yeah.
Then he played with the nodding factor of the baby. Yeah. He's done all that. Like, there's much humor in this. So, New York. Tota. Ah. Playing with the word Tota.
I feel that he's a very talented filmmaker. As a director, I won't even say filming. He's a very, you can see great direction when you spot it. And I could see that in certain sequences. For example, these are two examples that I can quote. One is and both are at different ends of the drama spectrum. So one is a comedy sequence where, Salman Khan's character is trying to atone for his, childhood sins. So what he does is, whatever lies, that's easily the funniest part in the film. He's trying to,
basically whoever he's lied to, he's going back and telling them the truth and what actually happened.
That Masterji sequence is brilliant where he just says that jo pani dal diya tha wo pani nahi tha, it was.
And they are all structured beginning, middle, end. And
that's the editing
style. Each joke, so he's going to three places. His Masterji, his Panditji, and
Random
Aunty. Yeah. And he's telling them part of the truths to all of them simultaneously. So for example, we cut between the Masterji, then the Panditji, and then the Random Aunty. And the jokes progress. So it's like a structure within a structure. And it's beautifully done. And the other end,
End mein everyone's running behind him.
So that's one sequence which is beautifully directed. And the other sequence that I loved and I almost cried in was when he, another song is playing, when he gets to know that his brother is dead.
Yeah, I remember this particular shot where he's just, this is different from the scene that you're talking, where he goes, he runs, he reaches there, he reaches the camp area.
Yeah.
Where all the bodies are coming out. Yeah, I really like that scene.
Now his character is just expecting that, कि अब ये आके बोलेगा मुझे कि मेरा भाई भी मर गया है.
Yeah.
But the relief that he gets when he says that ki iska body nahi hai and maybe wo zinda hai is something else only. Like that moment, and that moment the way it has been created. Mm. And I think there's a lot of contribution of Kabir Khan himself, just himself in the scene, the way and the cinematographer. Because once he gets in the camp, Salman Khan is barely shown there. Mm. And it's all you see is are dead bodies, those caskets in which they come in, the wooden caskets. You see their families. The families are crying, and then you just see families, and then at one point he cuts to Salman Khan, and all throughout he has his shoes.
Yeah.
That he has bought for his, and then he goes back to burn all of it.
Yeah, it's a
Oh shit, we haven't, you're my favorite moment from the film.
That's what I was talking about. So basically they have a game amongst themselves, Sohail and Salman's character, in which they both jump off a cliff, and Salman never manages to jump off that cliff into the water because
he's scared.
Right. Usko yakin nahi hai, basically.
So, he says that.
No. So that's like a motif between them. And then in the end, when he knows that his brother is dead, which he's not, which we get to know later, but when he is convinced that he's dead, he immerses his quote unquote ashes into the sea, and we have a beautiful visual of Sohail Khan's character running from behind him and, you know, vanishing into
the ashes that he throws into the valley.
Yeah. So
it's
the ashes.
So beautiful. Yeah. It's so poetic. It's so beautiful. And I think that whole moment in that whole song is created very nicely. That particular scene where all the photographs are kept and he just goes and then he just looks at the picture and then just picks it up and he's just keeping it to himself. Yeah. He doesn't want to keep it back.
Yeah.
And then he carries it. Like, all the other photographs are still kept here, but he doesn't want to let go only. Like, he has, and the whole point of like, he has nothing to lose now, because all that he had already lost. And he doesn't want to let go of that picture. He just takes the picture ahead. And I think that's where the movie should have ended. There was a point that we were discussing, right? Like now the character of Lakshman, who's slightly autistic, who was so dependent, he grows up.
Yeah.
He starts living alone, and it's shown like, in very small scenes in the montage in the beginning where that Nach Meri Ja gana comes and the song comes, he shows that how he just makes the rotis, and Sohail Khan is actually himself eating and he makes him eat also. They eat from the same plate. But there's a shot after he's left where he's making food alone and doing things alone. There's a beautiful shot of him cycling in the meadows and like, or in the jungle, I think, in the jungle. Uh-huh. And suddenly the chain comes off and he doesn't know how to put it back.
Yeah.
And then he just looks here and there. Yeah. And then he starts walking with the cycle. He doesn't get bad. These are small things that make you feel like, nahi, kuch toh thought dala hai isme, yaar.
And I'm so surprised that none of the reviewers have talked about all this.
Yeah. The other thing that I really liked about the film is the way it deals with the whole concept of like racism and prejudice.
True.
Yeah, yeah.
When Zuzu and her son,
they've addressed it very seriously also.
Yeah. And,
they have tried to address it in both manners. Like in the beginning, Salman Khan's character is himself trying to like confront them and then trying to kill them also. Like he picks up a stone and shit like that. Yeah. But then, when he gets all those lessons from Om Puri and everyone, like, so he goes back to be friends with them, and then he is the one who's trying to explain other people that they're not Chinese, they're Indian. I think that was a very nice. They played it quite well. That racism part of it, they didn't let go it and make it really stupid and laugh out loud or maybe damn cringeworthy also.
Except that one part where he's like, "Say Jai Mata Di," was a bit.
He makes the kid say, "Bol, Bharat Mata ki Jai."
Oh, Bharat Mata ki Jai. Sorry,
No, but I also,
that's his innocence.
Yeah,
that's his innocence.
Because see how
I get that, but it was still a bit like it is open to misinterpretation.
Correct.
Yeah, it is definitely open to misinterpretation.
And that's what a lot of critics have also pointed out.
Yeah.
Which I feel is wrong because the character is not perfect to begin with.
Yes, he's not smart enough.
He's not smart. And that's the point. There are inherent differences between the way we look. Yeah. I might not look a certain way, but the point is to get over that appearance and know that we all are, after all, humans.
Yeah, the overall arc and the journey he goes through, I like that a lot. Yeah.
But maybe in that scene,
one scene. In front of babies also, if you ever say a very catchy line or something that That is that sounds like everyone's gonna say it together. Babies catch that up very.
My problem with that is the message that comes out of just that one scene is like propaganda. To prove your to prove that you're nationalistic or patriotic, you have to say Bharat Mata Ki Jai.
But I just
I never felt that.
That's taking it completely out of context because you're showing a character.
Well,
if
that's
you
perception
but
also, yeah.
It's not.
It's how people will perceive it.
But then they're idiots. If people are idiots, then yeah, we can't help that. The thing is, if you're showing a character who's negative to begin with and you show him to be positive in the end, you have to show this. That's how it is. That's how the journey of a character goes.
People will perceive him different. I think I personally didn't feel it at all. Like when he said it, I actually had a smile on my face because that's the most convenient thing he could get in his mind.
Yeah.
Like
so, I don't have a problem with him saying it. My point was like the way that scene gets resolved is the kid says it and he's like, मैंने ज्यादा जोर से बोल दिया तो आई एम मोर नेशनलिस्ट देन यू एज अ जोक बट स्टिल लाइक द पॉइंट लाइक गेट्स लॉस्ट देन इट्स लाइक
मेबी
लाइक व्हाट इज द पॉइंट ऑफ
दिस बट यू डोंट अंडरस्टैंड दैट्स
आई मीन आई नो इट्स अनदर किड बट
इट्स अनदर किड सेइंग इट टू
इट्स आई फाउंड दैट इट्स लाइक दिस इज प्रोबब्ली हाउ पीपल थिंक एज वेल
या
सो बट द अदर थिंग आल्सो इज दैट जूजू हु इज अ चाइनीज एक्ट्रेस शी एक्टेड रियली वेल
या
इन द फिल्म
शी डिड अ गुड लाइक शी आई एम श्योर शी सेड द डायलॉग्स ऑन सेट. Like on set, she had said the dialogues and later it got dubbed. But when whatever she's delivered on set, I feel it was quite impressive to play. She's a good actor.
Yeah, so I guess that's it. That's all.
That's not it. But I have a question for you guys. Okay. Like I had this like, not an argument, but a discussion with a few friends of mine where they were talking about like how shitty Indian content is in general, like, and it is right now. And how films like Tube Light just come out and they just play their game and they just earn the money and then go off. To which I differ, certainly. And I said that it's very important for every kind of content to just exist. You choose your content and you just watch it. That's your choice. But the thing is that I had a problem with this notion of these people, none of these people have actually watched the movie. And then they've actually passed the judgment over there. So these people haven't watched the movie at all. Like,
yeah.
And all they have to say is that Salman Khan movie is a crap movie, so I don't want to watch it.
Mm.
Would you also think the same way, or would you actually go and watch the movie and then want to say this?
I don't know. If I were to answer this question, I have a certain, like, I know that a certain reviewers will give me a good opinion on certain things, movies. And if I trust them enough, I will not go and watch that film. And I will probably never watch that film.
Your opinion about the movie solely depends on the reviews.
Yeah, when it comes to spending money on that. Correct. So if I have to spend my cash on, say, a movie, I would give like a consensus. I would let a consensus inform me about
my opinion. In most cases, you'll have to spend money on movies which are going to get released and then you're going to watch it. It's either you're going to watch movies which has been released before, only then you can't spend money on them. Otherwise,
I won't watch it. That's what I'm saying. I won't watch it. For example, I've not seen a lot of films by Anees Bhagmi. I've not seen, say, Thank You, No
in
Problem.
In theater, right?
Never.
Like, not in
never.
TV or...
Never.
I mean, it's a different, like, that, I think the what you were describing of, like, content here sucks and, like, why are we making more content, is a valid, more content like
yeah.
this, is a valid point because... The reason I think it's a valid point is because I feel like people like big studios and production houses and stuff will therefore not make other content which is better, which could be made, and instead make this kind of content which is inferior because they think it will do better business.
Exactly.
That is what I have a problem
yeah,
with.
Yeah, exactly.
Not exactly. With the content existing per se.
Yeah. I say the same thing in the sense like if you have any complaints about anything, I think it should be about the, and I think it should be to the bigger studios.
Yeah.
Like, but, bigger studio, yeah, but the studio naam ka ta ek hi hai, but bigger production houses. Yeah. Like,
but
if you have to complain, you have to complain to people like, maybe, you should complain about people like, Red Chillies or maybe Dharma, who have the power to make, right now, take a few risks in the year. But I believe that everyone's putting in money,
yeah.
So they would actually want to think about their money also, where they want to put it.
Mm.
Given the people who have taken a few chances, they have failed miserably, and I think I certainly feel that it's changing with time. It's just changing with the type of content only. It's changing. Like previously, you won't have years where there are movie such various kinds of movies. It would be like similar kind of movies.
But I feel like people are also super hypocritical. Like at least in my circles, including many people who have been guests on this podcast before, like we'll all complain about how content sucks or whatever. But when the trailer of Mubaraka comes out, everyone is like, oh, I want to go watch this movie. Like, let's wait. When I try to convince people to come for a movie like Trapped or Waiting last year. Like, no one, in my friend circle wanted to see those movies. But when a Dilwale comes out or a Mubaraka comes out or a Welcome Back comes out, Singh is Bling, like, all these movies, I've like always found people who want to go.
But I'm in generally from a different school of thought. Like, I feel like I am a person who likes going to those theaters to watch movies. Like, I like watching movies in theaters. I like going to stadiums and watch matches. I like that experience.
The problem with the hypocrisy, I think, more importantly, is that the studios don't listen to what you say. They listen to what you pay for.
Exactly. Yeah. That is the problem.
So, even if I dislike, if I dislike Half Girlfriend, and if I watch it and pay for it just for the laughs, the studio doesn't know that I'm watching it for what purpose.
I pay the money, so off.
Yeah. You can diss about it.
The money, I want the revenue, so I know that you want this shit.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna produce this shit.
Exactly. So,
the moment people will stop going to watch these movies,
and we are all guilty of this. I saw Half Girlfriend. I saw Raptor. Chalo, I mean,
Scorsese sir got a special screening.
Yeah, we got a special screening, but I feel like I paid for Half Girlfriend, and that's a part of the problem. I paid $200 for that, and even going by the reviews, I saw Tube Light, knowing that it's a shit film, right?
But you found out something.
Ah, yeah, exactly. So that's an exception. That's an exception. It will not always happen.
I understand that, but that's the fun of it. I think I always like it.
So there is no problem. Problem with go on watch every shit film. Kya pata achhi.
I'm not. That's why I'm not the one who's complaining, because I get to watch good films also.
Maybe that's coming from a place of privilege. That maybe we have money to watch
every film that comes. Yeah.
But maybe a person who has the money to watch Tube Light cannot go to watch Tube Light and pay for the other movie also.
What do you mean?
Like, it's not privilege per se. Like,
it's a privilege it's
a privilege of choice. That's it. I go by my choice.
Correct. So we like, have there that are privilege. That's what I'm saying.
No, but I think what Banerjee means is, for example, in a take a given week, if a movie like Mubaraka releases and a movie like Death in the Gunj releases,
correct,
people even who have the money to watch both will more likely just go for Mubaraka.
It's not and a problem of privilege. It's a problem of choice. I think what we are complaining here about, yeah, you can say that phir the producers have to not think about ki maine paisa dala hai. The producer have to solely selfishly think about ki मुझे सिर्फ अच्छी मूवी बनानी है.
वो सेल्फिश नहीं है ना, फिर वो सेल्फलेस है, क्योंकि आप किस बारे में सेल्फिश हो ये भी पॉइंट है ना. पैसे के बारे में अगर आप सेल्फिश हो तो आप...
मैं तो वही कह रहा हूँ कि सेल्फिश ना बने, बट कौन नहीं चाहेगा. अगर तू आज 4 लाख रुपए देके गाड़ी खरीदेगा जो सिर्फ अच्छे दिखने को लेकिन चले ना ज्यादा, तू ज्यादा चला नहीं पाए या फिर यहाँ से वहां जा नहीं पाए, तो बहुत कम जगहों पर जा पाए, तो क्या वो तू गाड़ी खरीदेगा उतना पैसा देके.
पॉइंट है कि आपको लाइक some people also put money on like potential, based on potential. Ki haan yaar, is type ki film abhi nahi chalti, but ho sakta hai baad mein chale. For example, a Lunchbox worked. A Badlapur worked.
Which is Hindi happening. Medium. That's what I'm saying.
Hindi medium. Was
Hindi
also.
Medium worked.
Which is happening. The scale will grow with time. You've got to see it happening. Can't say that it's not happening. Yeah, that's why my problem
is. Even Hindi medium. Hindi medium is a mainstream. Badlapur is mainstream.
No, Hindi medium is not a mainstream. There was not an A-list actor which will pull the crowd. It solely got pulled because...
That depends on your definition of mainstream. According to my definition of mainstream, it was quite a mainstream film. I'm talking about, say, a film like Call. Huh?
How do you define
so it? I define mainstream by it being of a certain... production house, for example. If it's being presented by a production house that is famous enough, who's had a few hits in the belt and is...
Titli is a mainstream.
Titli, I don't know. Maybe it's middle of the road. It's a blurred line.
You just said that an established production house and a main production house...
It's a middle of the road because that's not the only this thing.
There are many examples. Dam Lagaan could also be a... It's a mainstream movie.
Yeah, obviously. So it's obviously amazing. According to me, maybe Fish can...
Fully agree that. I think it's a spectrum. It's not a clear...
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I said. It's a middle
but,
of the road.
Yeah, no, I would count that as middle and not mainstream.
Your definition...
I would count Dam Laga Ke Hai Shaya as middle of the road and not mainstream.
your definition of mainstream is something which I'm trying to understand here. And I'm not gonna the question here is for my understanding also, because you're saying that an established production house making a movie will be a mainstream.
Correct.
So I generally don't agree to that.
I think that's 80% of my definition, maybe 20% maybe hoga ki ab usme kitne stars hain, usme kya kya hai. Isiliye main keh raha hu Titli is a middle of the road.
Well, for that matter, Yash Raj ne pichle 3 saalon mein aise movies bana chuke hain. Like Y Films is also a sector which is trying to work for these kind of content only. And aane wale saalon mein Y Films will only produce these offbeat kind of films which are not going to be mainstream. Some are going to be really wanky stories. Yeah, those kind of films. Whereas Yash Raj will continue to do their mainstream films, and then sometimes. And in fact, Damlaga Ke Haisha was a Yash Raj film and not a Y Films film.
Correct. Which is why I'm saying it's mainstream film.
I mean, that's not...
But what I was saying is, even like a film like Call, which got very few screenings, and I don't know if you guys have heard of it.
I haven't heard of it.
It's a Marathi film by this short filmmaker who's made his debut with this film, Adish Keluskar. But it's done phenomenal business for the money it was made in. So even these kind of films are now finding ground, you know?
Yeah,
even
Andamali. That is undeniable. That is happening.
Is a good thing.
No, I'm not saying, I was not saying that you were saying it was bad. So I'm not contradicting you. I'm just saying ki, even films that are outside of the mainstream can be benefited from. So when you ask me ki, what should a producer look for, a car which is sure to give returns, or
I'm asking about you, like what will you do?
I would probably, if I had the money, I would probably expend it on good potential rather than a sure shot formula. I would probably do that.
I think, like, if you ask me, then I would try to find a balance between both of them.
Yeah, that would probably also be my
approach. Yeah.
But it's very difficult to do.
It's like that. Exactly how Akshay Kumar does films.
Yeah.
He'll make 4 really crappy films which will work also.
Yeah. No, and even in the good movies that he makes, is not like there'll be some masala and stuff in it, but you like it.
Like, A Special Chabbis is a very likable movie, and it's a good movie. But it's not like Akshay Kumar's Sing is Bling or maybe some of his other movies.
Correct.
Cool. Before we wrap up, let's talk about Jagga Jasus trailer. Yes.
Really, really, really excited about it. Like, too many good people working on it, except Katrina. But yeah, really high expectations. But often when you have really high expectations from a movie, so I don't know. But it looks like one of those typically Disney movies. It's colored like that. And the small clips that are there in the trailer also, with those animals or those weird hairdo. That all those things are typically taken from a Disney movie. I have a lot of expectations. It's a musical. Like 1.5 years have been spent just on the music.
Yeah.
So I believe this time Pritham didn't steal it. He got a lot of time to work on it. Yeah, I mean, I have a lot of expectations from the movie. Let's see.
I think despite how bad or good the film is, I'm sure I'll enjoy it, because I think I can sense the format, like a proper musical format. You know, the kind of movies that we call musicals in Bollywood are not musicals.
Yeah.
Because we cut to a song.
Yeah.
That's not a musical. That's some hybrid that we've created. But, like La La Land doesn't cut to a song. It's a song woven into the narrative.
The story moves forward with it.
Yeah. And even we have redefined moving forward with the songs, which is like, song chal raha hai, beeche kuch ho raha hai, beech mein. Ek do short mein kuch ho raha hai. That's a good thing. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm saying, but that's not a musical.
But this is a, this is actually the first time I can remember it's a proper musical.
Yeah. But Bombay Velvet. Bombay Velvet was not a musical.
It was part of the story.
There are 27 songs in the movie, Jagga Jasus.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. So I'm sure that I'll like it for the format at least. If not for anything else, I like it for the format, because
Saurabh Shukla is back. He's one of my favorite actors.
And I'm also the fact that it's a detective story and all these different elements, musical, good acting, more or less, apart from Katrina.
Don't know yet. She might just surprise all of us. And
I mean, yeah, that's like saying, who knows, tomorrow Bumrah can score a century. I mean,
it's that or maybe not bowl a no ball in a final.
Yeah. So that's it. Like,
Dinchak Pooja may come up with a good song.
Or Vincent Grammy. Like, it's that kind of a gamble for me. Anyway.
No, but Jagga Jasus, it's been made like, it took like 4 years to make now. Like,
for various other reasons also. apart from it just being
Carter Road mein kisi ka ghar tha ab nahi hai kya farak padta hai kisi ne kisi ko balcony mein chumte hue dekh liya kya hoga
but I think from the very moment I saw the teaser and the poster and the way they've been promoting it and the look of this guy Ranbir. I feel it's slightly inspired from I too can point out many references that they've taken but I feel there's a huge influence of Tintin and the way
because of the hair
the hair is one the if you see the posters also and
it reminds me of the comic books actually comic book covers
and also these wacky plots outlandish adventurous plots where also there's an element of detection deduction which Tintin is a detective you know he's an investigative reporter
so I agree
it's an adventure come detective space which I think they've gone for there's also Buster Keaton ka ek reference in the trailer where a house falls and Buster so there's a shot of Buster Keaton standing in the middle of a you know ground and there's a wall not a wall it's the wall of a house and the
falls
over him except he's standing where the window is and it's one of the most dangerous stunts of all time right because he could have easily died. Miscalculated it and died right so and there's a very similar shot in Jagga Jasus ka trailer if you guys can catch it there is one
but the sequence where he comes hanging like where
he's dead
no oh god no he's hanging to this rope or something
and that's exactly what hanging is like
no like and he slides through the buildings and if you see that landscape that's taken from one of the, like it looks like one of the Tintin comic book covers I forgot the which comic book it was
that's sad dude. You're a Bengali and you don't know Tintin covers my heart that's a disgrace
I know it by heart
obviously like, every Bengali knows Tintin literally
dude I come from a house where every week as a souvenir I used to get a Tintin comic book
exactly and that's so why you should know that.
And that was like long back
I have the entire collection of Tintin as a hand-me-down from my grandfather
you have it still now
yeah dude I have each book and it's a family heirloom they're all 62 pages long by the way if you guys this is like fun trivia all Tintin
books, didn't know
this. I didn't know
all Tintin books are only 62 pages long it's beautiful
then anyway. I like last I remember I had this comic book also where you had to color Tintin and shit like that
nice.
Maybe we should start a new podcast on Tintin reviewing each of the
I could do that I would love to do that anyway
cool. We should do a reading then we should just read out
a dramatic reading
play different characters
Let us know in the comments if you want Bharat to do a dramatic reading
and then,
of Tintin.
I think you should do a podcast on like
what?
Dank.
No.
Cool. That's all we have for this week. Thank you guys for being here.
Thank you. Bye. Thank you for listening, guys.
Bye. I hope you're listening.
Yeah, by now, who knows? Thanks so much for listening. That was our show and hope you enjoyed it. You know what I'm about to say next, but I'm going to say it anyway. Please subscribe to Bollywood Weekly on iTunes using the podcast app or on SoundCloud, either on the web or using the app available on iOS and on Android. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter. The links are in the description. And please do spread the word and let us know what you think in the comments. If there's anything you want to see us doing differently or anything you want to see more of, we will be happy to take all your feedback. And if you want to just share your views about what you think about these movies, we will be happy to feature those as well. See you next week.